This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, the families of two former students are blaming mold at a Northwest suburban middle school for making them sick. WBBM's Nancy Hardy reports.
Patrick Lee says his son would get so dizzy he would sometimes pick him up from Woodlawn Middle School in a wheelchair. Scarlett Strazewski would come home with headaches, muscle spasms, and heart palpitations. Her father, John, tells CBS News Chicago they ran tests and found she was positive for poisonous mold.
We just asked for a transfer. We thought that would be the least confrontational way. And what we didn't expect is for the school to push back so much. They spent $31,000 blocking a simple transfer.
The family says when they pulled their kids from the school, their symptoms went away. Now they want Kildare Countryside School District 96 to upgrade Woodlawn's air purifying systems and conduct more testing. The Board of Ed says in a statement it believes the claims are unfounded after testing by independent professionals. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
There's been a milestone in the ongoing efforts to clear people who say they were framed for murders by a notorious former CPD police detective.
The murder conviction of Tyrese Williams was the 50th to be overturned, involving disgraced ex-police detective Rinaldo Guevara, described by attorneys with the Exoneration Project as a man with a, quote, staggering history of misconduct. Williams served his time and was freed nearly 15 years ago. He said after court he got his name back.
Well, the process is just like doing time. You got to wait. And I said, that's all it is. I sit there for 20 years.
There are more Guevara cases, pending lawsuits. He's always refused to answer questions, pleading the fifth. He's cost taxpayers about $100 million. He's 81 years old, last known to be living in Texas, collecting a pension of about $100,000. Mike Krauser, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Johnson will be on Capitol Hill today testifying about Chicago's sanctuary city policies. Johnson is expected to face tough questions from Republicans on the House Oversight Committee. The mayors of New York, Boston, and Denver will also be at the hearing. It starts less than an hour from now.
Meantime, the Trump administration is taking aim at Illinois' nonprofit diversity law.
The U.S. Department of Justice is challenging an Illinois law that requires certain nonprofit organizations to publicly report on the race, gender, and sexual orientation of their governing bodies. The move is part of the Trump administration's work to eradicate diversity, equity, and inclusion policies from the government and the private sector. The DOG entered a motion to intervene in a lawsuit filed by anti-affirmative action crusader Edward Blum, alleging the law is unconstitutional. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
More parts of Chicago's historic past are in danger of slipping away. Ward Miller of Preservation Chicago says seven new spots are now featured on its annual endangered list.
We see rampant destruction in areas of tremendous investment, as well as areas of tremendous disinvestment.
The Delaware building used to house a McDonald's at Dearborn and Randolph. It was built after the Great Chicago Fire. It now tops the endangered list. You can see photos of every endangered structure at WBBMNewsRadio.com.
A McHenry man is sentenced to 8 years in prison for kidnapping his former girlfriend last year.
The McHenry County State's Attorney's Office says on March 16th, police responded to a mobile gas station for a report of domestic battery. Officers learned that 44-year-old Douglas Enders previously had beaten his ex-girlfriend and locked her in a garage against her will. Police were alerted after the female victim got a gas station cashier to call 911. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A local economics expert says newly imposed tariffs on Mexican and Canadian imports creating plenty of uncertainty for business owners and consumers.
It's just a very strange game this time around, and it's not clear that anybody knows what's going on.
Mark Witte is a professor of instruction and director of undergraduate studies at Northwestern University's economics department.
We would expect to see a bunch of prices jump. It could also be that profit margins grow so thin that people no longer be able to find the products they like.
But he also says a jump in prices could trigger a new inflationary spiral. As for local and national goods suppliers,
some people's supply chain may be more domestic, some may have more things that were produced in Mexico or Canada or wherever, and so they would see their costs rise more than their competitors, which might put them out of business.
Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A suspect is now in custody for allegedly shooting a 28-year-old man in Portage on Monday afternoon. Police say the dispute involved individuals who were part of what they call a love triangle. The shooting happened in the 200 block of Greta Court. 27-year-old Jim Ferguson is facing charges and being held at the Porter County Jail. The victim was shot in the leg and arm and is expected to survive.
Sports sponsored by FinishingChicago.com. Here's Josh List.
Hello, good morning. Coby White put up a Bulls best 25. The home team's going nose-to-nose with a 50-win Cavaliers at the United Center until classier Cleveland just taps the turbo button on a game-ending 32-10 run. The Bulls are dazed, 139-117 losers.
Every time I watch them play, whether it's against us or someone else, it kind of looks that similar to a type of game they play. They got a bunch of great players. They kind of turn it on in that fourth, and they get hot, and then they go on big runs.
Yeah, the Cavaliers are on an 11-game winning streak the last three after trailing by 15 points or more in the game, including last night the first half to the Bulls. Donovan Mitchell, 28. Now, the Bulls waddle off to Florida to face the Magic tomorrow. Ayo Dosunmu goes in for season-ending shoulder surgery today. LeBron James, 34 points, goes over 50,000 in his career, regular season and playoffs. Luka Doncic, 30 points, 15 assists. The Lakers smash the Pellies by 21 for their seventh straight win. They're up to second in the West. Number one Auburn goes down. It's Texas A&M's first ever win against a top-ranked team, 83-72. Aggies in College Station. Matt Shaw gets his first two spring hits. Kyle Tucker, 0 for 14 this spring. The Cubs smash the Padres 16-1. Pete Crow Armstrong, Ribby single, scores on a couple of errors. A Little League homer a day after being scratched with a tight hamstring. Cubs off today. Martin Perez and the Sox play the Brewers. Bryce Wilson and the split squad of Sox play the Brewers as well. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Cars contain complex machinery. That's why one expert says an extended vehicle warranty could be a wise investment.
Matt Jones with True Car tells the Noon Business Hour that cars are packed with tech, which means relatively minor problems could result in costly repairs.
But as these new cars become essentially like, driving computers, I don't know how valid that argument is anymore.
He adds the car's manufacturer may not be responsible for technology like lane departure sensors, cameras, and the entertainment system.
But all the stuff that we rely upon every day, like, my Bluetooth, your navigation, your backup cameras, all those other things, they're not necessarily made by those brands.
Which is why Jones says you should rethink the extended warranty.
I think warranties are probably more valuable now than they have been in the past.
He recommends getting a warranty from the manufacturer that covers all of the technology that's under the hood. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A unique Latin American theater company is making its North American debut here in Chicago next week with a twist. Chicago Shakespeare Theater Artistic Director Ed Hall says what makes Teatro La Plaza stand out is its cast of performers with Down syndrome, with the adaptation of Hamlet reimagining the famous question of to be or not to be through the lens of the actor's real life experiences.
If you're an artist with Down syndrome, you have a particular set of barriers and blocks that other communities don't have. And so they explored the play through this lens. And that might sound quite serious and quite kind of intellectual, but it couldn't That couldn't be further from the truth. What they've created then is something, I think I described it as sunshine in a bottle.
The shows start March 13th. President Trump's address to a joint session of Congress last night is generating plenty of reaction.
President Trump is vowing to press ahead, reshaping America. The president says his plans on the economy, immigration, and foreign policy will go on with swift and unrelenting action.
We are going to forge the freest, most advanced, most dynamic, and most dominant civilization ever to exist on the face of this earth.
Democrats dissented. Texas Congressman Al Green was ejected. The president says change is needed to fix mistakes left by his predecessor.
Do his plans actually help Americans get ahead? Not even close.
Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin delivered the Democrats' response.
America wants change, but there's a responsible way to make change and a reckless way. And we can make that change without forgetting who we are as a country and as a democracy.
The speech comes after the president promised to fix inflation, but instead voters are facing economic chaos. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Investigators are trying to track down the driver behind a deadly hit and run in the Northwest Side Belmont Cragen neighborhood last night.
It was about 8 p.m. when police say a pedestrian crossing North Avenue at Lotus Avenue was hit by the car. She's identified as Pamela Lukes of the 5500 block of West Lemoyne. She was taken to Loyola in critical condition. She died about 90 minutes later. She was 68 years old. The car police want to locate is described as a gray four-door sedan, possibly a 2007 to 2010 Hyundai Sonata. The driver's side mirror was left behind at the scene. Police say the car may also have damage to the front driver's side. The car sped west on North Avenue after the incident. Police are looking for video from security cameras. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.